Twohomos.com. It's not a porn site. We just like the name.
So recently in the United States, they had a penis transplant. I mean, I've heard about like when they do face transplants, they've had that with some guy.
Right.
You know, I don't know if they do legs. I mean, they have the hand transplants. I mean, that's more complicated, I think, because of the way our hands are.
A hand transplant or a penis transplant?
No, because of all the nerves and so forth. Penis is one thing, but you've got like five with your fingers and stuff going on. So, I mean, I don't know.
I don't have five penises on my hand. I would think a penis more intricate, just thinking out loud, because, you know, a penis pees, it shoots cum. You know, it gets hard. I mean, hands, they move around and everything.
Yeah, but there's a lot of nerves in the hands.
There's a lot of nerves in the penis.
I think there's more in the hands than the penis.
Oh, you do?
I do. Because I was reading an article and they said that the hands were really, really difficult.
If I sucked on your finger, would you come?
I don't have a penis.
Well, I didn't ask you about your penis. I asked you about your hand.
Okay. The wife, she would. Not me. There's a friend of mine that I referred to as my wife.
Oh, okay. I thought that was me.
Little Lisa, she would. There's certain things that just really get her to fucking come off or, like, go.
Maybe she had a penis transplant on her hand. I don't know. It just seems to me like there's a lot more going on a penis.
Well, I'm
going to
go with the doctor say, not you. But so here's the story, though. So the guy in Boston.
Which guy?
I'm telling you about it.
Oh, the guy that got the penis transplant?
Yes.
All right. I didn't know he was from Boston.
I'm telling you, if you just listen. So he's from Boston. He had cancer. And in 2000.
Did he have prostate cancer or is some sort of penis?
He had penis cancer. I don't know. It was penis. And he got rid of it. He is 64 years older. He is. And they removed it. Before the penis transplant, it's been 3.5 years that they've been working trying to get the donor and this sort of thing. Because it's kind of weird. I mean, I'm a donor. Are you a donor on your driver's license?
No, I'm not. But I should
be.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, hold on a second. I'm interested.
That's important. You should do that.
Look, let's get back to the main thing here that I'm interested in.
Someone might need a nipple of yours.
Yeah. So, I mean, people die with penises every single day. This seems like, I mean, you know, it seems like there should be a good selection of penises. It seems like that guy could have actually put on, he could have had like penis preferences. He could have said, look, you know, my other penis was 12 inches long. I'll settle for something 10 or up. You know, meanwhile, his penis was like 4 inches.
Right. I think what they do is they look at, it's not just they throw in like the biggest dick that they can find.
Why not?
Or the little stick, because the size, it has to match up.
Match
to
what?
To where it's at. I don't know. That's what they were saying, that it has to match up. So let's say if there's a hole where the penis was, it has to be like that size. It can't be too small. It can't be smaller than that because that won't work.
It can't be bigger than that
because, you know, you need to have the whole thing work together. So it has to be like a perfect match.
I think skin can stretch, and as long as the penis doesn't go past your ankle, I think you're fine.
Okay, Dr. Virginia. So they did that. It was like a 3.5 year wait before they found the right penis for this gentleman.
Oh, my goodness.
So what they did is it was 15 hours of surgery.
I'm sure.
Over 50 doctors and nurses combined. I mean, that's a fucking intense surgery.
Well, it's crowded in that room, I can tell you that.
And what the doctor said is like their goal, the most important thing is that after the surgery, and he's looking good right now, you know, but he's going to, their goal is that he could pee.
Yeah, that's
probably
important.
First goal. And the second goal, that he could have, you know, sexual things going on, intercourse, whatever.
I think the most important thing, well, I don't know, some men would disagree. Some men would say, look, I'll wear, you know, a colostomy bag, or I'll get dialysis as long as, you know, fuck it. Make sure I can screw the bitch. You know, that's what I'm thinking. I don't think peeing would be most men's first priority. I could be wrong.
They want the penis to work 100%, but they can't guarantee. So they're focusing on urination. That's what they're focusing on, and hopefully the other things work.
See, that's...
It's the first fucking one, Virginia.
I'm just saying.
So you don't have much choice. You're saying, I want this, I want that. You're lucky there's a fucking dick there, because it was probably just a hole.
Well, I'm just saying that,
he might have been wearing a colostomy bag, so at this point he's happy that he has some dick that's hanging there, so it feels somewhat normal.
All I'm saying is if there was one thing, I could choose one thing. I'm not being picky. I'm just saying, you know, look, it can either, you can get an erection and screw your wife or your girlfriend, or you can pee. I'm going to screw my girlfriend. That's me.
Right on. So anyways, so he had the surgery, but one of the things is with the surgery is that for the rest of his life till he dies, he has to have an immune suppressant.
Oh, because his brain thinks it's someone else's dick. Hey, what's that?
Right, right.
That's not my dick.
And so here's the other thing is let's just say that his dick is working fine. He's peeing. He's able to, you know, he's able to have sex or whatever the heck it is. He doesn't have a girlfriend, by the way. But so if he's able to have sex, or prior to sex, he wants to try it out and he masturbates, he's masturbating with someone else's penis.
It's okay.
So some guys might kind of feel weird about that. I don't think gay guys would care.
I think if it's on my body, now it's mine. I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, but do they?
Will look different. I mean, if he's what did I say he was? He's like 50. No, he's 64. If you're 64, you know, and for 60 years you're used to this one penis, and all of a sudden it's different. It would affect you psychologically. And the proof I had is in China, they did a dick transplant too.
I think.
And the guy, let me finish, please. The guy who had the dick transplant in China said, you know what? I can't deal with it anymore. Take the dick off.
What did they put a different colored dick on him or something?
I don't know. It's back to where it was before the surgery.
So now he's got a hole there?
I guess. They don't say. I'm thinking, holy shit.
I don't know.
So what they did with this guy, they made sure that he was ready psychologically to deal with, you know, with it's another guy's penis. Hmm. And this sort of thing. It was different. So they worked really hard. And the other neat thing is the doctor said is that, you know, this is just a test to see how it works out. It's the first one in the States. If it works out a lot, their goal is that they'll be able to have people because all the, you know, we've got wars galore. And if they hurt themselves below and it doesn't work, their goal is to be able to, you know, repair what's been lost for our soldiers. And which blew my mind a little more is that, you know, a couple paragraphs down that it's like, and, you know, hey, it, you know, maybe some transgender men.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, look, you went pretty fast there. You went through a lot of topics, so I have to back up a little bit. But I mean, you know, first of all, a vagina looks like somebody sat on a grenade anyway, and, you know, it just exploded. And then, you know, all these little flaps of skin and lips and things, you know, is what was left over. So, I mean, a vagina looks like it's been through a war already. But I could see wanting to get another dick. Now I'm all lost as to you went through too many things too fast. Now I'm all lost because I had so many things to talk about. So let's go back to the Chinese man for just a second, because that's where you kind of left me off.
All right.
So, I mean, what was this guy like? You know, he was masturbating and he felt like he was a homosexual all of a sudden because he felt like he's rubbing someone else's dick. I mean,
I don't know. It's China. They don't fucking tell us things.
Yeah. I don't know. They told us that someone got a dick.
Somehow it came out. Yeah. You know, but I don't know. There's not details. It's not an article that I could read.
Or, you know,
but it says that some dude in China had a dick put on him and then he didn't like it and he had it taken off. That's it. That's all I know.
So when they transplant a dick, I mean, do they give you new balls too, or do you nuts?
I think you do get new balls because the guy in Boston, what they did is like with the penis stuff. So the goal is so he could pee, and the goal is hopefully he can have sex. But they had it set up that he can't get a woman pregnant because he's got a penis and balls from someone else. Because if that's the case, it's an ethical thing, which is why they didn't do that. Is that then whose child would it be? The dead man's got, you know, child because it was his sperm?
Well, I figure, you know, this guy made the sperm. I mean, he had to get that dick hard. It's not like somebody else.
Unless they gave the balls. Guy.
Well, I mean, there's still his body's got to make stuff happen. So
it's his balls. It's his genetics. So they did not do that.
Well, I mean, it's going to be your bodily fluids at that point. It's not like someone else's genes are in your nuts.
You're saying where does sperm come from? Testicles, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, your bodily, you got to have some stuff, you know, you got to have bodily fluids and whatever your body's still got to be making that stuff. Your brain's got to be giving some signals to say, all right, you know, make some sperm. Here comes my girlfriend. I don't know. I don't think it's someone else's sperm. I think if it's now in your body, it's your dick, you own it, and it's your nuts, and your nuts are doing the work. I think it's you.
Yeah, they didn't believe that. So they made it so that he cannot get a woman pregnant.
That seems weird.
It's actually, at first I was kind of like taken back. Then I thought, well, you know what? Because I think that's the other dude's sperm. And let's say, for example.
I don't, because he's dead. He can't make it.
Okay, here you go. So my brother died when I was 20. Okay, so it gives you an idea. So if Mike died and he, you know, was giving up his body and his organs, whatever the heck it was, and someone had his dick and his balls, and his dick and balls go to whoever, and then whoever that man is that's wearing his dick and balls gets a woman pregnant, and in time, that woman's child will look like my brother
because it's my
brother's sperm. That's what I think. I would not want it. And then if that's incorrect, then why would they have that you can't produce sperm? Why did the doctor say, no, it's ethical, we can't do it?
Because people like you. But I just think, no.
No, the doctor said to me that it was okay. I'd be like, cool,
your genes are no longer really there. It's now part of your body. If your body accepts it and does it and is making, your body has to make new sperm. It's not like you got dead guy's sperm inside you. Your body's got to create new sperm. So if your body's creating it, it's coming from
where is it created at? From your balls.
Well, yeah, but it's not like there's something in his balls that are left from the dead guy. I mean, you have to produce whatever fluids and proteins or whatever's in there, and you have to produce it from your body and whatever you're eating.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not a scientist either, but I think that's ridiculous. I'm more interested in some of these more practical matters, but I want to. So now, does this mean we're going to be, you know, transplanting dicks more often? Or, I mean, well, let me put it this way.
So if somebody, they'd like to be able to do it to help people out.
The thing that I'm interested in, I mean, if so many people are dying every day, I mean, there should be plenty of dicks of every color and size and shape. But could you imagine you got a dick and you're like, I don't really want this one because it has, it has a vein. I don't like that vein. I didn't have a vein before. Please take it off.
But don't you think that people would be so grateful if you have no dick and yes. all of a sudden you have one? It's like, I would not care if it curves completely up or curves down because you know what? I've got a dick.
Right. That's my point.
But your point wasn't that. Your point was, what if it's something that I don't like? There's a vein that I see. I think they would be so grateful to have a dick that it would not matter.
That was my original point about why did the guy take it off? I mean,
the guy in China, it was just upsetting to him because he it was something psychological. They probably didn't do, psychological testing on the candidate that got the dick. Add a dick to me.
The other thing they could do is they could just take like the inside of the dick and put it in some, maybe they peel off a layer of ass skin or something like that. So it's still like your skin. So it matches your color and everything.
They probably do. I mean, I don't know. They'd have to because of where they stitch it on or where they sew it on.
Maybe
they're getting skin from him. Maybe for sure. Grafts.
Some trans women who are, they can donate a working dick. I'm not going to use it anymore. So here, give it to someone who wants it.
That's an idea. Yeah. But there's a lot of people that are transgender that keep the genitalia that they were given.
I'm just saying the ones who are giving it up, not the ones who are keeping it. I'm saying the ones who are saying, hey, I don't need this anymore. You can take it. I'd like to do that with my period bag. As a matter of fact, give it to someone who maybe can use it.
I'll donate eggs.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to donate eggs so much as I just want to donate the bleeding process.
Well, you'd have to donate your ovaries.
I mean, you know what I would even do if someone wanted to take over my period? I would actually buy them tampons and pads every single month for the rest of their life or until they stop bleeding. I would do that now that I'm thinking about it. If they would take my period away, I would gladly pay some other woman. Can't we do that?
So we go from penis transplants to you not having a period and paying somebody to have your period.
Well, I was just thinking about all these things about, other people can have that I don't need anymore. I was just thinking about, the trans women who have given up their penis and saying, I don't need this. This isn't a part of me. Give it to someone who really thinks they should have it. And I thought, well, about my period. So let's talk about a vagina transplant. Now, I know that, where are we on that front?
For women.
For women. Yeah. Just to, hey, look, something happened to my vagina, got cut off in a deli meat carving accident or something. I don't know. You lose your vagina. Where are we with that? We're transplanting penises.
I don't know. I have no idea. They're working on different things, but I'm assuming that they have stuff because you have, and it's completely different, but it's some similarity is that you have people that are M to F and they have, the surgery, and there's a vagina afterwards. I don't know what the vagina looks like or how good it is. But
they're not getting one transplanted. They're getting one made from their own, body parts and skin and things like that. I'm just talking about, hey, some poor woman lost her vagina in a car accident. Can she get another one?
I don't think so. Not right now. I mean, they're still working on stuff.
I don't know. The other thing you told me, this was puzzling. You said that there was a guy who had a dick transplant, and did you tell me they told him it wasn't going to work, and then all of a sudden his girlfriend got pregnant?
In Africa, there's a guy that in 2004 that got his, a dick transplant, and then later on he got a girl pregnant.
Are we sure it's his?
I don't know. I don't know. But I didn't read that whole entire long article. I'm like, okay. I was more concerned with this one.
The baby looks like the neighbor, but no, we're pretty sure it's his baby. Yeah. Well, this is all very fascinating. I think maybe I need to become an organ donor, but, I want to specify. I would like my vagina donated to some woman who, needs one.
I think if they're donating it, it is to people that need them.
My vagina? Will my vagina get donated? Because that's the one I'm interested in.
Probably, if you say to do it.
All right. I just want to make sure someone's going to get it. I mean, it works great.
That's so strange thinking of that. It's like my wife's vagina is on that woman now. Weird, man. Weird.
What would you think? Would you want to go do her?
Well, is she hot?
Maybe. She's going to be old.
I'll give your vagina to a 20-year-old.
Okay. Well, it looks like you got a new wife lined up for when I die.
Right on. I'm ready to go.
I better call up the DMV right now. Change my status, my donor status.
Oh, please do. Please do. That's important for me.
Good. Bye.
All right. Bye.